Although the use of FDG PET-CT for assessing tumor response to therapy in patients with endometrial cancer is classified as inappropriate based on evidence currently available, in this patient, an attempt was made anyway, considering the high overall burden of disease. A PET-CT scan was therefore performed after completing the first 3 cycles of second-line chemotherapy as interim evaluation. Despite ongoing chemotherapy, tumor disease had further progressed in terms of both intensity of FDG uptake, with maximum SUV of 15 versus 9.9 in the prior scan, and local extent extending up to infiltrate the bladder and vagina.